Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No Deadpool hits over the weekend, right, Puss?
No, there was one submitted, but no hits for it. The McNeil from McNeil Lehrer.
Oh, really? He's gone? Okay.
That guy.
Yeah. Nobody had it. He was like 92, 93.
He's old as dirt, right? Yeah.
I was surprised nobody had him.
You see the picture of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Big full beard, 94.
Yeah, he's kind of got the Letterman beard going.
Yeah. He's starting to show his age. He's 94.
Yeah,
Robert. He looks like an old Unabomber.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Robert McNeil, 93. He was the guy McNeil. And
nobody had him?
No. Again, 93. I was kind of surprised. I don't know what his cause of death was. Died of natural causes. So I guess he wasn't known to be ill. So nobody had him.
Do I have any photos of the young Unabomber?
Probably with his, because his brother turned him in. Remember that?
That's
his brother's
right.
Got some old photos of that, right?
So, yeah, because I don't know what a young
Unabomber.
That was also
Unabomber. A great SNL skit when Will Ferrell would show up as a Unabomber. And just be crazy looking.
Yeah, there's some, because he was like a brilliant professor.
Oh, the Unabomber was,
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then he went nuts.
Isn't he in, he's in the Max, right?
Yeah. That Supermax
thing?
Place
he's
in Colorado.
Supermax, right, yeah.
I said, did I see over the weekend or sometime that like El Chapo is trying to, he's begging for,
he misses his family.
Yeah, he really doesn't like it in solitary. Okay, well then don't be a killing drug kingpin.
Right.
You know? I guess I'm lacking on sympathy for El Chapo.
Yeah.
Well, he's seen other killing drug kingpins get away with it.
Right.
Yeah, so he feels he deserves it, too.
Where is Trump's going on trial. Trump's going on trial today. We'd be remiss if we didn't bring that up.
Which?
Oh, no.
By the way, he's on trial for the exact same thing that Michael Cohen was already in jail for. So it's a done deal, but not in today's world. Not in today's world, you know.
Todd, El Chapo is at that same Supermax prison, and what he's asking for is phone calls and visiting privileges.
Is that the one in Colorado?
Yeah.
Florence, Colorado?
Yeah, the Supermax.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'd ask for grilled cheese. We missed grilled cheese day, didn't we?
We did.
Man,
Friday was grilled cheese day.
Yeah, we missed that.
Oh, we should have had them at the show.
Oh, God. Oh, I love a grilled cheese.
That's what you needed to soak up the vodka.
Yeah.
For dipping. For
help. Would have helped.
You dip your grilled cheese in your solo cup full of Tito's, right?
Americans eat more than 2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches each year.
I smush mine.
I do too.
My family doesn't like them smushed, but
can they make a healthy one, a gourmet one?
Man,
it's still a bunch of cheese and butter.
Yeah. Probably not.
I don't eat them that much for that reason, Todd, but they are the best.
But you could use,
especially a hangover, man.
Like really gourmet cheese and
But I can get that.
Adorn it.
But gourmet cheese still has cholesterol.
Yeah, it does.
You know? Yeah. It doesn't matter what kind of cheese you're using. It's
maybe
still
more. Gourmet cheese might actually have more.
Some of it, yeah.
It's made from real cheese.
But I prefer cheese that doesn't come in a little plastic.
They work, man. They work in a grilled cheese, man.
Yeah.
As far as melting, there's nothing better than that.
But I'm with Tyler, though. I like it smooshy.
Smooshy, right.
I got like an actual like grill press.
Yeah,
like
I push
a sandwich
it down.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like you use on a hamburger on a flat top. Yeah. It weights it down and just pushes
it
all together.
Smooshed. Yeah.
Have you ever ordered one at a restaurant?
Smooshy? No, I'll let them use it if they want to. No, I haven't.
I think I've cleaned up one that was ordered at the table.
Oh, my kids used to order. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever ordered one.
Yeah.
But I think
the kids menu, the kids would order that, yeah.
But it's like mac and cheese. There's places now where you can go where it's on the adult menu where it's a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, because they make gourmet mac and cheese. You know, it's basically a pasta dish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I love a good grilled cheese today, man.
But that would have soaked up a lot of vodka at the live show. You can hear the live show, by the way, and we probably should add some vodka soaked in grilled cheese there.
There was pizza.
Well, that'd be Todd. Todd was a grilled cheese soaked in vodka, basically, at the end of the night. The live show is available right now on all the podcast platforms from Friday night. Thanks again for everybody showed up. Thanks to the Admiral. They redid that place. It's beautiful. Perfect for our event. And all the comics are on there, too, doing their sets and joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, we all had a blast.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Apparently, there's
swear words, Casey. It's not like the show here, you know.
There are people who will put mayonnaise on the outside of the bread instead of butter.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. I usually put mayo on the inside. I will put a little mayo on the inside.
I don't put mayonnaise on
bread.
It at all, but I would still like it. I'm sure it tastes fine with the mayonnaise on there. Yeah.
Says the mayo isn't going to burn.
We're selling those today, I'm sure now. People are going to make those today for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unabomber's
dead, by the way.
Did he?
He died last year. Yeah, he did die last year.
Anybody
have
that.
One in Deadpool?
Anybody have him?
I thought things had felt different.
I'm sure somebody had him.
He did die. Gone. I remember we're talking about it. He did die. Thank you, Anthony. He died in June 10th of 2023.
I was picturing somebody that worked at like the prison cafeteria, like cutting off the crust of the Unabomber's sandwiches. Like, that's how he likes them.
That's how he likes them, right.
All right. John has a good point here.
What is it?
About teens falling in love with the teacher.
Right.
You mentioned it isn't right when teachers bang high school boys because the kid could fall in love and have their heart broken. You know what happens to high school boys? They fall in love with girls their own age and get their heart broken.
They do.
Yeah.
I've seen it, man.
She's a teacher. Should know better. I'm sorry. As long as it's consensual, it's a victimless crime. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that in all instances. But, he makes a point.
They are taking advantage of the power dynamic.
Yes. Certainly that.
Yeah, but God, all that is so true. But we all remember being 17, walking hormones, and some hot teacher wants to do you. That's the best day of your life, you know?
We've heard.
Yeah. I assume.
Well, a teacher. I never banged a teacher.
None of us experienced
it firsthand.
But
having sex with just somebody your age at that is the best day of your life, too, for that matter.
I assume she made the first move. Although we have heard stories from teachers about some bold 17, 18-year-olds hitting on them.
Oh, well, teachers have told us that, right? Because they see the story.
Right.
They all
see stuff
are
like
bang,
this
right?
And thinking, I got a chance.
Right.
But either way.
I borrowed my mom's car.
It doesn't say whose car it was, whether it was her car or the kid, like, say, borrowed mom and dad's car.
They said they both went to the hospital with minor injuries.
Yeah.
Because they crashed in a yard.
Oh, yeah. That car's in the shop now.
A tree.
A car went into somebody's yard.
Why were they running? I guess because you can't bang. Because
they were doing something illegal?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because they were having sex in public.
Because it's 17 at 3 a.m. and the cops show up, your first instinct, no matter what's going on, is to run?
By the way, if he wasn't the teacher, she's allowed to bang him. He's 17.
Yeah.
That's age of consent in Nebraska.
Yeah, because the charge she was hit with does involve by a school employee.
Right, exactly.
So that's,
right. That's why they ran. But just banging a 17-year-old in a car, legal. You know, go for it.
No, I think there's a charge.
Also consensual.
If you're doing it in public.
No.
But that's less of a charge. Yeah.
There was only one charge that she got, and it was it part of the charge said by a school employee, felony sexual abuse by a school employee, or something.
Two adults banging in a car, they might get a ticket for doing it. They're not going to take them to jail.
Yeah, but that's a dilemma for her because she probably doesn't get him if she's not a teacher.
True.
She's just working the Dairy Queen. She probably isn't banging that dude.
She works in the arcade,
handing out quarters.
All right, we have the guy here who dates the escort checking in.
Uh-oh, this is a different escort.
Right. My escort girlfriend and I were at Friday's show. We had a blast.
They were there?
Yep. Just listening to the escort email, my girlfriend has the same issues, mostly a regular group of clients. One time we were out to dinner at a high-end restaurant, sat at the bar right next to a client and his wife. He was nervous as hell. Then we got seated next to him during our meal. The only awkward moment we had, we were in Vegas for a weekend, ran into a client. He was trying to get her for an hour, and she had to explain to him she wasn't working. He thought I was paying for her for the evening. One funny night, we got our bill picked up at a high-end restaurant from a client. He was scared to come over to me because I'm around 6'5". He just left a note saying I looked intimidating and wanted to thank her.
I'm trying to think if I met a 6'5" guy at the live show at all. And we didn't meet everybody at the live show, but I did meet a lot of people. Should have walked up and said, "This is my wife, the escort, man." You know, you could whisper in my ear. You wouldn't have to say it out loud. You know, Then I would whisper in Todd's ear. You went, "Oh, you're the hooker."
Right. You know, that could have been a little problematic.
I just thought I was doing great with you.
Thanks for coming out, by the way. Yeah, we should have said hi at least, you know. Like to see what the hooker looks like. Escort, sorry.
Escort.
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't introduce her.
I'd have been more polite there than I am on the radio, Nick. You know me. Yeah. Face to face, I'll be polite all damn day. Put a microphone in front of me, I won't be that polite. That's just that's pretty much my I get my station on the show. Yeah.
We did meet Matthew, the show researcher.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Oh, he was great, man. He was great.
Nice to put a face with a name there.
Yeah. He writes, "I don't see any good argument against dipping your grilled cheese in your Bloody Mary."
Oh, Bloody Mary. I just said, we didn't have Bloody Marys up there. We had vodka and soda we were drinking.
Permanent,
Todd was drinking no soda, a lot of vodka.
Permanent banana boner. Did you see his email?
No.
Anybody else put mustard and relish on your grilled cheese? He says, that's
all how, that would be good. I'll try it.
He said, that's how I grew up. Family now thinks I'm crazy. Please tell me someone else does this. I've never heard of it. But
Basically, they're all turning into different variations of different kind of cheese sandwiches. I get it. But I all that stuff, I'll try.
And then
I love relish. I like mustard. Why not? You know?
Travis says, "Nick, Quick Trips have a buffalo chicken grilled cheese, and it is the best."
Oh,
that sounds
chicken.
Good.
Yeah.
Might have to check that out, Nick.
Yeah.
That'll kill it.
Yeah, he says, does Nick
Quick Trips still have the roller? Some of these gas stations are like, "Hey, we have good food." I'm like, just put a hot dog on the little thing.
No,
we don't need all this.
The one right up the street from here, I know, they've got the whole big kitchen. But then they've got two big hot dog / taquito rollers.
I think
still.
Come and Go might be too good for those now. They're you could get an Aussie bowl or whatever. I'm like, just give me the...
Give me a roller hot dog.
Yeah. Give me the heartburn roller thing.
Well, he says you should definitely check out gas station food for your podcast if you don't.
Had a great time live show. Glad to hear Todd on the radio this morning. We were waiting for Todd to crowd surf off the stage unintentionally towards the end.
Okay. We were too.
Thanks to Gary for taking the bag of bongs. That's right.
Oh, is this the guy that made the 3D printed bongs?
3D printed bongs, and they were two or three wieners.
Yeah, I know Ryder had a wiener
bong.
I think he forgot it.
Yeah, he grabbed a wiener bong.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to that stuff, because I think my sunglasses were right next to those. I didn't make it back to the green
room. I forgot my headphones. Yeah.
Somehow I managed to gather all that stuff up. Yeah. And the extra handle of Tito's vodka that was sitting in the dressing room. That came home with me.
Yeah, I know. I carried it out to the truck.
Yeah, thank you.
Todd is, he's fine. You know, he was...
He's here. I don't know if he's fine.
He imbibed a little bit too much on Friday night. Yeah. And, but he's fine. People did want to check in on you the next couple of days,
But only one actually did.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you drove him home, too.
Yeah. You checked on me, and Jim Sucks checked on
okay,
me.
Okay.
Oh, Jim's called you. Oh, he texted you yesterday, too?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, it was Saturday.
I figured you were fine. I'd seen you like that at the Funny Bone before.
I've seen you like that since 1992, so whatever, you know.
Apparently.
I knew you were totally fine.
It's not an unfamiliar pose.
Yeah. Come on back.
This is the time.